Jakob turned back to the bar and sized the men up. They were clearly drunk. Perhaps this wasn't their first stop tonight. It was an open secret that the brown shirts served as Hitler's personal riot squad, bringing violence and destruction wherever they went, although they were not officially recognized by the government. The brown shirts brought their beers into the main room, where most of the people kept their eyes on the group, anxious to see what they'd do next. All the tables in the Augustina were taken. Someone would need to make way. The largest one spoke up.
"Any Jews in here?"
A hush fell over the room as people averted their eyes and focused on their drinks. Ethan's face had further darkened. Jakob felt his anger bubbling over and heard himself say,
"Right here."
The men turned toward their table. One of them cocked his head.
"How about you get up then?"
The other men laughed, and they took a few steps in Jakob and Ethan's direction as the people around them held their breath. Ethan was the first to react.
"We're okay here, but perhaps you want to knock another old man off his legs?"
He nodded toward the bar. The larger man scowled.
"What did you say?"
He stepped closer to Ethan, who stood up from his chair. Jakob did the same.
"You heard me. Nobody wants you here. Everybody was having a grand time until you stank the place up."
Ethan gestured across the room, where the stunned patrons stared back at him. The largest of the brown shirts was taken aback for a few seconds, then quickly regained his poise and lunged at Ethan with surprising speed. Ethan sidestepped and easily dodged the blow. He landed a punch to the side of the man's head, and he went down like a sack of potatoes. This only enraged the others. The smallest of the three turned to Jakob, who managed to avoid the man's first attack, but didn't expect the offhand blow that connected with his shoulder as he crouched down.
"Bring it on. I can dodge your slow punches all night."
The attacker was panting and snarling.
"Hit back, you kike!"
he slurred. Then came the moment Jakob was waiting for. His opponent stumbled into one of the tables and lost his balance. Jakob's fist connected firmly with the man's face before a satisfying crack sounded. The brute grabbed his face while he knocked over a couple of tables, glasses shattering around him as he slumped to the floor. Jakob turned to see Ethan holding his own against the two other men, waiting for the perfect time to strike. Suddenly, the tavern door burst open and more brown shirts piled into the Augustina, pushing their way through the thick crowd. Jakob counted at least 5.
"Ethan!"
he shouted, pointing at the door.
"Time to go!"
His friend gave him a quick nod. The two brown shirts still blocked Ethan's path out of the corner, so he took a step toward them and feinted an attack. Both men took the bait and swung wildly. Ethan ducked, and 2 quick stabs to the ribs doubled the men over. He kneed one in the face and the other in the groin, leaving them in pain, twisting on the floor. Ethan skipped over them and joined Jakob.
"Okay, now what?"
Jakob looked to the door and saw, to his surprise, that the new brown shirts hadn't gotten much closer. The people in the Augustina had blocked their path, forming a human wall.
"Quickly, over here!"
One of the barkeeps waved from the side of the bar. Jakob and Ethan hurried toward the man, deftly avoiding the overturned tables. The barkeeper lifted the hinged portion of the counter and indicated a door behind the bar. Just as they passed, the elderly gentleman, who had been almost toppled earlier, placed a weak hand on Jakob's shoulder.
"If only more people stood up to them, we wouldn't be in this mess," he said.
Jakob smiled as he hurried through the door Ethan had left open. The cold evening air hit his face as he stepped outside. Ethan was already halfway down the deserted alley, and Jakob rushed after him.